Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, sir, of the 2020 Podcast, LLC. Please say the LLC. And before you listen to this episode, I just got to let you know, I need you to stop what you're doing. Go to blkrenaissance.com, and I need you to shop for the culture. That's right. Anytime you use the promo code LLC20 at Black Renaissance Clothing's website, you will get 20% off your order. Off rip. No questions asked. So do me a favor and do it for the culture. Peace.
Hey, this is KJ, and I have a question for you. When was the last time you got something nice for yourself? That's what I thought. So why not visit www.theblurredsyndicate.com and get something that will help you express who you really are. They've got shirts, mugs, purses, mouse pads, and even aprons for the gorillas of the family. So if you're a fan of anime, pro wrestling, or hell, even the Golden Girls, The Blurred Syndicate has got you covered. Also, if you use the code LLC20 at checkout, you'll get 20% off your order. So what are you waiting on? I got mine. Come get yours. And remember to join the BS.
Hi guys. It's Mr. I'm Just Being Honest, host of the Truth Serum Podcast, podcast for the people. You can find me on Spotify, Anchor, and Buzzsprout. More networks coming soon. Happy listening.
The self-destruct sequence has been activated. Repeat, the self-destruct sequence has been activated. This sequence may not be aborted. All employees proceed to the emergency car at the bottom platform.
Okay, we lit it just like a fuse, so no need to pick and choose. Welcome to 2020, where we do more than interviews. The hottest beat coming through, jumping knowledge on all that you get. A peek at the front of you with the truth that they offer you. Yeah, hands up, we doing it for the culture. To give artists and businesses more exposure. Keeping it real and stay silent just like a boulder. It's about to go all the way down, can't get no lower. Chasing my dreams, know that they get no slower. But if I stay running, I promise they getting closer. Moreover, success my older. And if you're sleeping on me, I'm waking them up like Folgers. I told you, coming from the land with the tide roll. Well, we'll be on a whole different vibe though. We like to ride slow and keep our windows tinted so you really can see us. Like Stevie Wonder waking up with his eyes closed. Yeah, got the kind of flow that rocked the boat. On my 16s of pounds of dope. And if you figure you can hang with me on the mic, then grab some rope. Matter of fact, better grab some hope while you at it. We keep it live, it's time to tune in. Turn up the sound on what you're using. It goes so hard, I think it's bruising. The show is 2020, no need to zoom in. Yeah.
Straight like that. Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, sir, of the 2020 Podcast LLC. Please say the LLC. And today I'm joined by special guest, Corey Judkins, a.k.a. I Caesar. How you doing today, bro?
Doing well, Mr. Sir. Doing well. How about yourself, my brother?
Man, I can't call it like the old folks say.
No, that's a real.
But yeah, we got in contact through a mutual acquaintance, and they told me, yo, you know, this is a dope person. They're looking to spread that brand a little bit more. I know that you do the podcast. I think y'all should click up and make it happen. And here we are.
Yes, so, sir.
Before we even get started, let me just say thank you for taking time out your day to do this interview. Because as we talked before, you're a busy man.
Absolutely, man. Yes. Thank you for having me, man. For sure. Big fan, bro.
For sure. So, brother, I want to get into you. This is a business minute. We like to highlight what it is to be an entrepreneur and what your endeavor is. So if someone was to ask what it is that you do, what would you tell them?
A simple answer, just because we're so broad, but we are an investment corporation. So we just invest into many different brands that we have. My company's name is Caesar Enterprises, just to go ahead and formally introduce that. I am one of the founding members. We got a strong team behind us. And, you know, for the most part, we just are a group of individuals who decided to link up and put our money together and pretty much invest in the different avenues.
I love it. I love it. Now, how long have you guys been together as a unit?
We started in 2020, but of course, as any business, you know, you're going to spend a lot of time developing and a lot of trial and error and stuff like that. We didn't reach our full strength until maybe late 2021, 2022. So we're just now getting that nice momentum behind us.
Okay, okay. And that's commendable, seeing that during that COVID era, because it's what we're calling it now. A lot of businesses started and failed, but to see that you guys are continuing afterwards is a highlight for you guys. So kudos.
I appreciate it.
All right. So Caesar Enterprises, like, it's one thing to start a business by yourself, but as a group, that's a little bit of a tougher dynamic because there's more than one set of variables. So what inspired you guys to say, you know what, let's pull together?
I think for the most part, luckily, so all of us are family and friends. So we just looked at it from the angle of, you know, united we stand and divided we fall. You know, so enterprise within Caesar Enterprise internally, we like to interchangeably flip that word to family. So we were really family based. And, you know, we just kind of make sure that we move as a unit, because just with anything in life, you know, it's, if you move as a unit, you know, it's much better than moving as an individual. You'll get there much quicker. So
I understand that. That is more true than not. And it's amazing that you're able to do that with family and friends, because let's be honest, a lot of times our support will start from those venues, but slowly it'll wane off when you become more consistent. So it's a blessing to have that behind you. Definitely, so man. I wanted to ask, you know, you mentioned that you guys kind of started in 2020. Besides like the pandemic, what were some of the obstacles that you guys encountered along the way?
I think for the most part for us, some of the obstacles that we did have to jump over in the beginning starting up was not knowing what we don't know. Collectively, I think we did a good job as understanding business 101, I like to call it, to, you know, get us going. But for the most part, it's like, it's just kind of like a rabbit hole of business, man. Starting up a business is not easy at all. It's definitely, you know, more than just registering the LLC and, and, you know, posting a couple pictures and stuff. So just to get it right, you know, that was probably one of the biggest things, is just that learning curve of business in this, in totality. So.
Okay. I like that, man. Now, we were talking earlier about, you know, having a 9-to-5. We're talking about, you know, relocating. Personally, I know it's an issue for me, but balancing my personal life and a business is a little tough. So how about you? How do you manage to balance having a personal life, a work life, and a business on the side?
Oh, man. All of my friends, they like to call me a workaholic, man. I can definitely say Monday through Saturday morning, you know, I'm definitely grinding on either, you know, my personal life, my business, or, you know, just a regular 9-to-5, man. But I think the biggest thing is just finding that balance, you know, just keeping in your mind, you know, because it's a marathon. It's definitely not a sprint. You know, you got to just keep a nice little plan and just try your best to follow it. And, you know, luckily for me, whenever I'm not being my best within the business, you know, I got the other members kind of picking up the slack and, you know, vice versa. So, you know, we do what we can do to kind of keep the ball rolling on a business standpoint of things. So, but we know everybody's life get crazy, man. So
Facts. Okay. So coming up on 3 years of doing business, learning the game, has there been any one particular field or any one particular memory that kind of confirms that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing?
Absolutely, man. I can say immediately a thought that came to my mind was, so in one of our, this just to break down our business structure in simplicity, we like to use this acronym called SERF. So service, entertainment, retail, and finance. Those are the four different branches we invest in. So within our retail division, one of our most popping incomes right now is our Push and Go vending company. So I want to say when we first got it, because it took a while to get that going. But when we first got that placement, and we, you know, checked up on like a month or so later and we saw all that money, and then we was like, oh yeah, we got to keep doing this. So, you know, that was that was a good feeling, you know what I'm saying? And we just kind of kept it going. Right now we have two locations and looking for a third. So you know, just slowly growing on that aspect, man. But yeah, that's when it was like, okay, it's starting to look good. And, you know,
let's talk about those jitters some more, because, you know, taking a shot in the dark is a nerve wracking thing. Like what were some of the thoughts that were going through your head during that process?
I think, yeah, it is definitely some jitters associated with it. As with anything, you know, when you put your money behind it. So, luckily for me, I'm an aggressive investor. So, you know, I'm not scared to put something behind it. As long as it makes sense, you know what I'm saying? And got a nice plan behind it, I'm not scared to go ahead and just take that jump. Because sometimes you land, sometimes you fall. But, you know, when you fall, you definitely take something from it. You're learning from it. So, kind of just help you in the future going with it. And, yeah, I can say, like, for the team as well, because sometimes, you know, we're not always going to be in unison as to what, you know, we want to invest into next because, you know, the risk and reward factor, you know, it can be concerning to some people. So I think, you know, that's just kind of one of the biggest things for sure, man. Once we finally get that unison agreement on it and we just fully commit to it, then it's just like, you know, whatever the outcome is for sure. So
love it. Okay. So let's take it a step further back, you know, because we talked about the jitters. Yeah. What about having to work with others? Did at any point you guys had to sit down and come up with like a plan, you know, like a fallback in case things didn't work out? Like at any point did you guys take, I guess, safety precautions that if things didn't work out, we could do X, Y, and Z? What was that like?
Definitely. Life is a game of chess, man. So you got to have another move to protect a move that, you know. Yeah, so I want to say for a particular example, our recent investment that we had was within a Reunion. Unfortunately, it did not go as planned, but luckily, you know, we did have a fallback plan on it. We did eat a little bit of the cost, but once again, that learning experience from it was, it was nice to get that experience. But now we are in the process of developing that fallback plan to you know, get it accelerated. Just, you know, we like to keep the next move within, you know, the near view. So definitely always have a fallback plan. You have to.
Yes, sir. All right. So let's talk future, because that's one of the wonderful things about being an entrepreneur is that you get to try and plan for it. You know, you get to map out your next steps. Where would you, as an individual, you know, as a company, you know, where would you like to see yourself and the enterprises in the next 1 year, in the next 3 years, and in the next 10 years?
Okay. Okay. So for the next 1 year, we would like to, of course, so right now we, within Push and Go Vending Machine Services, right now, you know, I mentioned we have two, looking for that third, but our next step with that is we're starting to see, you know, the profit from it. So we're going to try to take it a step further into getting into like a more corporate role, like reaching out to more corporate companies and, you know, making a slightly bigger investment. But, you know, as you can imagine, if we get a corporate contract, it'll definitely put us in the door with a lot of companies. So that's one thing that we are trying to tackle next. Just getting paperwork and documentation, getting the website up to par, like all that good stuff back in. So I want to say that's probably one of our best, one of our biggest goals for this year. And also just to be in the profit margin at the end of the day when it's time to do taxes. So I would say for 3 years, I would at least say that we would want to have at least three of our brands somewhere within Surf striving, not necessarily to its maximum, but at least to an intermediate. Not nothing that's gonna make us rich yet, but you know, something that's like, okay, at least we can go get us a meal, or at least we can go, you know, here, you can get this, you can pay this bill or something, you know, like just something that we can start, you know, making a little bit more, enjoying a little bit more of the fruits of our labor. 5 year, that's definitely gonna be a big year. 5 year, I would say personally for me, that's a year that I would like to personally, you know, just take a gamble on myself as being a leader of, you know, this group to, you know, pretty much just try to take it to a next level, try to transition into a full-time aspect, just because I see how much, you know, time that we put into it and the results that we're getting. So I can only imagine if we, you know, multiply at the time what type of results we could get. So at least by 5 years, I would want to be comfortable enough to try to make that jump with the company. in 10 years, man, assuming all those went well, we definitely have a couple employees under us. I want to say, you know, I want to try to prime around that time. Just be offering the best services that we can, have a few more investments under our belt that's thriving, and just, you know, really enjoy the fruits of our labor, just to kind of take that family company to that next grounded level.
Okay, man. I like that. I like that. It sounds like you dreamt about this before.
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Because typically when I ask that question, when people don't plan, it catches them off guard, because those of you who are listening, I do not provide my questions up front.
Yeah.
I save them for the interview, and I could tell by the look in your eyes, you're like, oh, yeah, I've been I already got this planned out.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's written down, man. Look, you got to manifest it, man. You have to, like, talk about it. Have that goal.
Talk about it, bro. I wanted to say this just to give an opportunity, because you never know who's listening. You know, is there any particular, like, mogul or company that you would like to work with in the future? We talk about manifestation, you know, there's power in the tongue. So is there any particular company that you would like to work with in the future?
Honestly, in terms of collaboration, like, you know, we stand divided, we fall. We are open to working with pretty much anybody, man. I know right now we tend to form more partnerships with, you know, smaller businesses, startup businesses, just so we can kind of help each other within the journey together and, you know, continue to offer each other services, one and not. But big companies, man, honestly, just really whoever is a good fit into whatever avenue we have, because like I said, we're very diverse. So, you know, we're kind of not really focused on just one thing for too long. You know, we do focus, we do lock in, you know, on one avenue, you know, until it takes off for the most part. And then we'll kind of start forming the next thing. And so we can just create that domino effect. But honestly, man, collaboration, we look forward to working with anyone, man.
I like anyone. That.
Absolutely.
I like that, man. I wish you success in that, man. Let me know if anybody wanted to follow you guys or just reach out, because we're big on networking. What's the best way to contact you guys for more information?
Best way to contact us is through our website at Caesar Enterprises, CaesarEnterprises.com. Subscribe to our little chain, our newsletter, man. We keep everybody updated with what we got going within Surf, and just, you know, just become part of the family, man, you know, because we're always up to something, always.
Man, I love that. I love that. And that being said, this was excellent. I love to hear about entrepreneurs right when they're starting, and I love to do a check back in a year later just to see what's changed. So I look forward to speaking with you, you know, in the future, and see what else is taking off. So I wish you the best, brother.
Absolutely, man. Hey, I appreciate it too. And man, trust me, I've been seeing the development here, man. I want to wish you the same, man. Keep going up that ladder, bro. You got a nice platform here, for real.
I appreciate it, man. And with that being said, this has been Sir Mr. Corey Jenkins, Caesar Enterprises. Make sure you follow, make sure you go and support, make sure you reach out. And make sure just hit it, pick this guy's brain, man, because there's something there, bro. Pick this guy's brain, because you might be able to offer you a tidbit if you're stuck somewhere.
Hey, that's real, man. That's real. Definitely follow me on Instagram at ICEAZER. And from there, you'll see a whole lot more Caesar Enterprises. So feel free to follow our individual brands, Push and Go, Icy Beats, and Ice House Jewelry is a new line that we're getting ready to drop in November. So, you know, I'm gonna look out for that if you like a little bling bling. So,
yes, sir. So, stay up to date, subscribe. And that being said, Sir, Caesar, we're out.
Appreciate it, bro.
This is Mystique.
This is Mr. Everlasting.
And this is the Safe Word.
Safe Word.
Join us this season for all things kinky, all things BDSM, and all things sexy, y'all.
Live and every first and third Friday is when our episodes drop. Find us on your favorite platform and get ready to get safe with the Safe Word.
Safe Word.